I think the first thing that we need to recognize in this story is that Ron Paul was not some junior member of the U.S. Congress. Not only was he in Congress for over 20 years, but he kept a very close ear to the ground when it came to American foreign policy. In various statements that he made during his term in Congress, it was obvious that he knew what the name of the game really was. He understood what kinds of agendas were being put in force with regards to America's adventures in the Middle East. And so when he makes statements such as this, that the United States is planning to break Kurdistan away from Iraq, we can put a certain amount of stock in this. We can say that he is speaking with authority. He knows what he's talking about. That's number one. Number two, it's important to note that these terrorists, whether they are part of ISIS or they're part of ISIL, we have to remember that this is a war machine that we have created. We have trained these people. We have funded them. We have put them on the ground. We have given them their orders. And so if the United States were truly concerned with the havoc that is being wrought in the region, whether it's Iraq or whether it's Syria or any other place, the question that we have to ask is, if they're so concerned about it, then why are they feeding these wild dogs to do this? And so obviously the situation that is in play here is that the United States has a goal here, which is to break Kurdistan away from Iraq, which, by the way, should be come as no surprise to anybody who has studied the various documents, such as the Clean Break that was written for Benjamin Netanyahu back in 1996, or the strategy paper by Israeli foreign policy strategist Oded Yunon, A Plan for Israel in the 1980s. They spoke specifically about breaking up these various countries in the region into smaller countries that were then easier to manage. The other thing I think that is very important, and which unfortunately I have not seen a lot of discussion about, is the fact that the Maliki government is for the most part a Shia government, and it is closely aligned with Iran. And of course, Iraq is on Iran's borders, and despite all of the platitudes that are being spoken these days between the United States and Iran, we should not lose sight of the fact that the United States is absolutely determined to see Iran destroyed in some fashion, whether it is through overt warfare or whether it is done covertly. They are not going to sit by and allow Iran to become the political and military powerhouse in the region. So when we see all of this instability taking place next door to Iran in Iraq, and when we see what is for the most part a Shia government that is at least ideologically and religiously aligned with Iran, the obvious question that we have to ask is whether or not these terrorists in ISIL and ISIS are being used to create instability that then will spill over into Iran's borders and cause all sorts of social and political chaos there, thus leaving an opportunity for the United States and Israel and other Western powers to exploit that, and then to bring about some type of a Persian spring, so to speak, in Iran for the purpose of removing the present government there. At the end of the day, as I said at the beginning, we can be rest assured that Ron Paul is correct in his statement that the United States is behind all of this, despite all of the stated concerns we have for the humanitarian situation, something which by itself is proven to be false, given what has just taken place in Gaza. If the United States were truly concerned with humanitarian situation and with the level of human suffering, then certainly the United States would have done something about the butchery of 2,000 innocent people in Gaza that just took place. But rather than restrain this wild animal in the Middle East known as Benjamin Netanyahu, the United States gave Netanyahu all of the political protection that he needed and supplied him with even more munitions to go about the process of murdering these people. So we should keep a close eye on what is going on. with regards to this latest development. At the end of the day, we can be rest assured that whatever the United States is saying, it is not accurately reflected in what she is doing.